John Walsh is famed for being the most prolific music publisher in London in the 18th century. Innovative, shrewd, and at times underhand. Walsh operated from a shop in Strand called the Golden Harp and Hoyboy, or Oboe. From here he sold instruments and music books. In 1695 he started publishing, not using the traditional copper plates, but cheaper reusable pewter. No longer were artists scratching notes into copper, but instead notes were stamped into the soft pewter. Soon Walsh was mass-producing cheap editions of popular dance tunes, violin tutor books, and keyboard music that were purchased with enthusiasm by a growing number of amateur musicians. Walsh could always spot a good business opportunity, and when Handel's opera Rinaldo was performed in London, he swiftly brought out a book of the arias arranged for vocal part and bass line, often transposed into keys best suited for amateur vocalists. It was the first music by Handel published under Handel's name, and it was so popular that it was reissued twice. However, Walsh, who made a huge profit, paid the composer very little. Handel joked that Walsh should write the next opera and Handel would publish it. In 1719, Walsh further vexed Handel by striking a deal with a Dutch publisher to print a pirated edition of Handel's harpsichord suites. Handel had to take action. He managed to secure a 14-year royal privilege from King George I to copyright his work, and then he self-published his 8 great suites for harpsichord, with a preface explaining that he'd been obliged to publish because of surreptitious and incorrect copies of his work. Eventually, Handel and John Walsh's son, also called John, became legal partners. Like his father, the younger Walsh recognized a marketing opportunity when he saw one. In 1758, he published a collection of elegant harpsichord sonatas under the name of the highly regarded composer Johann Adolf Hasse. Some are genuine works by Hasse, and many others certainly aren't. It's unlikely that Hasse himself authorized this publication, as such collections often circulated in London with little or no direct involvement from the composer. This collection of sonatas was released in May this year, with André Frigge on harpsichord. The opening of the second sonata in G major starts with a flourish of arpeggios before moving into a dance-like allegro. And this sonata is definitely by Hasse. Frigge is playing on a harpsichord built in Amsterdam in 1768.
Thank you.
was the opening of Huss's Sonata No. 2 in G major, A29, performed on the harpsichord by Andrei Fricke. FMR.